On with DP, sponsored by the Downtown Lincoln Foundation on 93.7 The Ticket.
Welcome back. Bill and Bennett, you're right. He says that I think AJ feeds off that kind of stuff, though. He does. He does. It's the juice, right? It's the sauce. Bach is a friend of the heel in pro wrestling, so they understand the mark, and AJ uses it as fuel. The funny thing is that you will have, so we talk about the thirds, right? That a third of the crowd will boo him incessantly. From the moment, anytime he's mentioned to anything he does, they will boo. Then there's the third that will cheer. Everything. And those are usually, especially when it comes to AJ, those are the young people. The young wrestlers in the building love AJ. They love them some AJ Ferrari. As a matter of fact, most of them are agitating the third who's booing, who are the old heads. The old heads, I get out of here with your shenanigans and your. But the young kids are like, Mom, Dad, Grandpa, Gigi, stop it. We love this guy. And then there's the middle third of folks who are just kind of watching the two extremes go, okay, the guy's wrestling. Think about this, that in the era of this sort of wrestling, there's one AJ Ferrari. There's one. There's not another wrestler who can walk into any building that they walk into and get the reaction that AJ Ferrari gets. There's none. He's it. Like, he's reached Christian Leitner status, right? Right?
Yeah.
Like, who are those iconic, like Bosworth?
Yeah.
Leitner.
I mean, Reddick had a tough time with
JJ Reddick. Yeah. Right? Like, Duke builds it.
Yeah.
Duke builds it. Duke, think about that. That's funny, though. That Duke level, that means the Nebraska wrestling is at Duke basketball level. Right? In that, because if he's just a jerk on a bad program, you don't care. If he's not very good, you don't care. One, you have to be good. The program has to be good. And the events have to matter. Is there anybody else in sports at the college level that could walk into any gym, stadium? Like, baseball doesn't have villains like that, do they?
I can't think of one, especially at the college level.
Right? Think about that.
Marshall Henderson comes to mind from last decade or so.
Is there somebody from Iowa? Maybe the coach? Like, coaches can generate that sort of heat. Yeah. Right? Basketball is who's the least when it comes to going into other buildings? Like, who comes to PBA and the fans just give him the business?
Well, I don't know.
McCaffrey, maybe?
Maybe. Tom Crean had quite a rivalry with Tim Miles. I think that was that, you know, for a while there was that.
But then there's no, I can't think of a player, an athlete. I don't think we hated Caitlin Clark like that.
No, I don't think so.
Right? Like, I don't think so. I mean, she was the target in every building, and she was the focus in every building. But think about that. We're literally putting AJ Ferrari in the Caitlin Clark conversation. You have to be really good. You have to be generationally good for it to matter. And then you have to have a different sort of persona. Nebraska's never had. Think about that. Is there any other Husker who got that reaction in any other building that they went into in the Big Ten?
Can't think so. I wouldn't think so.
Isn't that weird? That this is what's happened. Listen, they didn't boo Ridge Lovett. He was a national champion. Here's what also happened. They're starting to get after Trelly, which is, you know, style of wrestling or whatever else. And for a variety of reasons, right? He and Mento, they got after a little bit. They did not go after Cam McDaniel. They don't go after Brock Hardy. But AJ, Mento, and Ferrari, folks are getting after it, Bach. just pointed there. Now we get into the sticky wicket part of the basketball season. Because focus, priority, mission, like all those things. Yeah, Jordan Burrow's. Yeah, you literally just made my point. It's just. Songbird asked this question: Do we want a heel representing Nebraska? I don't think that AJ's a heel, though. I don't think anybody that's actually met AJ thinks he's a bad guy. There are people that don't know AJ, and you're basing it off of an example. But then I always tell people, be careful. Be cautious taking the one off or the two off and go, okay, that's who a person is, even if I've never met them, and understand that, you know, we're correcting a long way. And that, oh, my goodness, we're being judged by what we do as college students. Because I can tell you, Bach, we were judged that way back in 1980. DP wouldn't be sitting here. Just going to say. I had heel tendencies in college. the greatest face turns when you were a heel and you find out that, you know what, I was wrong. There's a nicer way to do this. Bach, are you the same guy that you were when you were in college?
Oh, no. And just anybody in general. I mean, you point out the five worst times of your life, which everybody would, that's why they say you have skeletons in your closet. Everyone would be a terrible people.
That is not my testimony, bro. My testimony is I did not have it right for a long time after college. I took too many college tendencies and turn them into adult tendencies. And then I had to learn, hey, bro, it's time to put that childish mess down. and there was no internet. Thank goodness there's no internet. Because who we? Your boy. Your boy. So, I mean, let me ask this.
I used to just go with whatever meat looked good or was on sale at the grocery store. But now that I've experienced the exceptional quality, flavor, and convenience that you can get from Omaha Steaks, I'm never going back. They can build a custom food plan based on your schedule, which means less food waste and stocking up on high-quality proteins to always have on hand. With Omaha Steaks in your freezer, you're always just minutes away from a quality dinner. Whether it's Taco Tuesday or a weekend feast, taste the Omaha Steaks difference and never settle for grocery proteins again. Get flavorful, high-quality proteins delivered by visiting omahasteaks.com. Plus $35 off when you use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code YUM. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code YUM at checkout for $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.
Would Trelly be a great representation of Nebraska?
Has been, yeah.
Right? And they're booing him. They're booing him. Right? And all academic, all American, and Christopher Mento, he would be a great representation of Nebraska, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Trelly's from Nebraska. Nebraska born and bred. And a national champion as an underclassman. And a lower seeded, a guy that came up through some stuff, took a loss, an early loss at the Big Ten, and then figured it out and then won a national title. Nebraska should probably rally for that kid, right? When other people boo a hometown hero, you should stand up about it. you should know that this is happening. Like, you would want to know. A big part of going back to Utah Valley for Nebraska wrestling is recruiting, for one, two, partnership, three, to represent and show the iconic wrestlers, Scotty Robertson and Brock Hardy, back in their home state. And the reception, that is how the reception should be. And it's amazing to watch how this thing. Yeah, Eric, it's a thing, right? We understand. And Jordan Burrell still gets some of that heat, quite frankly. Right? He really does. You know? Songbird says this. I'm a Rally fan Trump, but I'm not sure how I feel about AJ. Have you met AJ? The reason why we brought AJ in to do his show on Wednesday night is so you could meet the young man. There is not a young man. Now, hey, Bach, don't we tend to give credit for people who've gone through some failure and some friction and then tried to get it right?
Yeah.
Don't we normally cheer for the person who failed and gets up and tries to do right?
The comeback story, sure.
Right? Like, we tend to do that, right? Especially when it's a young person who then chooses you to represent themselves, the better version of themselves, through. To say that my resurrection and my reclamation project identifies firmly with the beliefs and stylings and faith systems of Nebraska. That I want to do it, and because he tugged at the Nebraska singlet for this, that, hey, I want to represent this. I want to be a fair representative, and I can tell you that on the mat and in gyms, in that wrestling dojo that is, bro, that cave, there's nobody who works harder. He may be the hardest working athlete I've ever seen. Like, I don't know anybody that works out as hard as AJ Ferrari, or that is disciplined in his what he puts in his body and how he's living. What he was versus what he is. And then what is he intentionally trying to be? And I think he's trying to be a great representative of the state of Nebraska. Now, I got the opportunity to spend time with his dad and mom and sister at the airport as well. And in a pretty profound, long conversation, we had seen each other several times, adapted up and along the way. But yesterday, sitting and talking, and not talking wrestling, but talking life and family and love and faith and all those things, that I understand how impressive the man is and how impressive this couple is, because they've created three top-tier athletes. Two of them will be All-Americans, right? Two of them are already All-Americans. One is a national champion. The other is one takedown away from it. And then a third who, quite frankly, maybe is as athletic as the older two. So whatever they're doing to get their young people prepared to, one, handle the academic load, two, to handle the athletic load, and then be a fair representation. Again, one's at Nebraska, one's at Iowa. Hey, Bob, how many parents you know are putting several kids in those programs at the top level?
There's not many.
Right, there's not many. So, foundationally, there's some good things happening. And you can focus on, you know what? Remember that time you stubbed your toe? That's who you are more than... You could run 5 miles, right? On top level time. But you stubbed your toe, tripped, and fell. And that's the video people show. Right? That's not who... That doesn't tell you about the 5 miles. You could talk about Brock Hardy being caught in the spladle, right? It may... The spider had him all over social media.
Yeah.
But that's not who Brock... That's not the Brock Hardy I know. I understand that that's a part of it. But watching Brock Hardy grow through that and to grow from that, I'm certainly capable of giving Brock Hardy credit for being the other version of himself as well. And that in his humanity, he had a bad day on a big stage, but he's had many great days on that same stage. He's had great days on many of the other days. AJ Ferrari, what he's doing, a guy who is not a natural heavyweight moving up to heavyweight and finishing second in the Big Ten and being the number two seed in the country. He's not a natural heavyweight. He won his title at a lower weight, too low, too low. Buck, what are we doing? So I don't know. I can't tell anybody who to choose to represent you. Mm-mm. If you have a problem with it, you're right. You're absolutely right. Let me be clear. I don't tell Bach who to root for. Like, he, if he wants to root for Dominic Mysterio, hey, man, have at it. Have at it, Bach.
I think he's not exactly the, you know, hand the ball to the official once you cross the goal line type of guy. So if you've got your different opinions, yeah. Sure. But I like that kind of bravado from an athlete or two.
Hey, I like the Smurfs and the touchdown leap. I love Timmy Smith's cabbage patch in the Super Bowl. I love Ricky Sanders doing the cabbage patch at the White House when Ronald Reagan called him out and threw a touchdown pass. But I also understand Barry Sanders tossing the ball to the official. I grew up on Charlie Taylor catching touchdown passes and just standing in the end zone with the ball in one hand and his hands raised, not moving, just going, I have done all that I can do. What else is there? I'm okay with all of them. But I am certainly for the people who are trying to represent themselves better for themselves and the state of Nebraska.
Craving the coffee flavor you love, but without the caffeine? Kachava's got you covered with their newest coffee flavor. This all-in-one nutrition shake delivers bold, authentic flavor crafted from premium decaffeinated Brazilian beans with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Treat yourself to the flavor and nutrition your body craves. Go to kachava.com and use code FITNESS. New customers get 15% off their first order. That's KACHAVA.com, code FITNESS.